Welcome back to The Avenue. I'm your host, Zara Chanel. I'm back, y'all. Did y'all miss me? I don't feel like y'all missed me. I miss y'all, though. It's good to be back. Let's just get into it. We got to catch up. So much has been going on in the world, honey, and I'm not going to dwell over it too much. I'm going to glaze over it lightly because I know we've been there and we've moved on, and I know once a story just gets sensationalized a little bit, everybody's ready to move on, so I'm not going to stay in it too long. What's going on with me in my personal life? I had to stop for a minute because I was in school and this was a tough semester for me. Even though I didn't have too many courses, the courses that I did have were extreme. For the most part, I'm not going to lie to y'all, school is really not that hard for me. But every now and again, you get those courses that have you like reevaluating your life and like, wow, can I really do this? Is this one teacher trying to really take me out of the game right now? Because I feel sometimes you feel like they set up. They are set up to take you out of the game. And I'm not going to go into it, but you know, microbiology, it's done. I now have an associate's degree. And at first I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep it on the low. I'm not going to celebrate it because, you know, this is not my goal. I want my bachelor's. But people around me kept reminding me to, you have to celebrate everything. You know, every little accomplishment deserves a celebration. And I have to agree. My husband put the stuff on Facebook. I really didn't want to do it because I like to move in silence. I don't like to let people know what I'm doing. And I will have to say, if I had to get rid of one social media platform, I think right now it would be Facebook. I have gone, you know, I've deactivated it from time to time and then I'll just end up going back on it. I feel like Facebook used to be a lot more lighthearted. People used to just post up 70 million selfies or 70 million pictures of their kids or, you know, long paragraphs about baby daddies and things of that nature. But now every time I go on Facebook, it's like, you know, sick dogs, cancer patients, missing children, somebody was shot to death. I can't take it anymore. So, you know, Facebook might have to go soon. I really do. I can't take it anymore. I don't need that kind of stress in my life. So if you had to get rid of one social media platform, what would it be and why? Leave me a comment. I will have to give a shout out, though, to one of my YouTube friends. She just started a podcast, and her podcast is called Just Another Girl from Brooklyn. So go check her out. I know for sure she's on Anchor and YouTube. And Anchor publishes podcasts everywhere, so she's probably on iTunes by now. Thank you also to people who have been asking me, oh, are you still doing your podcast behind the scenes? I appreciate it because sometimes I forget people listen to the things I do until they ask me about it in person. I'm like, oh, yeah, y'all do. Yeah, this stuff is public, isn't it? Well, what is going on in the world, child? What isn't going on in the world? First of all, in the world of entertainment, Game of Thrones has ended, and I was able to catch up, so I was able to watch the last two or three episodes with you all, and I will have to say, nothing is going to satisfy y'all, and here come the spoilers, so if you haven't seen the end of it, if you haven't gotten any spoilers already, I'm going to talk about it. I mean, they had to end it somehow, and you guys have to have some form of relief knowing that the show is actually over because this has been going on long enough. How many years has it been? Okay, it's time to move on. I hope they do some type of spinoff. I will say Brandon the Broken, whatever they, you know, he won. He got the throne at the end, and I wasn't too happy with that because I feel like when stuff was going down, like, you know, you can see all things. Give somebody a hint, a clue, or something. But he was just laid back with his eyes rolled in the back of his head every time the action started going down, and it was kind of annoying. You know, it would be too easy to just give Jon a throne, but I think y'all was such an uproar. I would have probably just gave Jon a throne, to be honest. People are unhappy with how they did Daenerys, but I mean, she had a long run and it's over. But honestly, it didn't matter to me who got the throne because I knew my favorite character was not going to get the throne. My favorite character was Brienne of Tarth. I mean, they could have flipped it and gave it to her, but you know, that was my girl. I just appreciate it. I like a strong woman who's kicking butt and beating dudes up, and you know, that's my type of chick. In other entertainment news, R. Kelly is still not in jail. moving right along. Megan had the baby. Now, I know y'all don't care. I don't care anymore either. But I started off this podcast talking about Meghan Markle a lot, or Meghan of Duchess, whatever she's calling herself now. But her and Prince Harry had a baby, and they named it Archie. So congratulations to Meghan, Harry, and little baby Archie. In other entertainment news, apparently one of the cast members from Teen Moms, her boyfriend or husband, I'm not sure, he shot the dog. He shot the family dog because the dog snapped on someone. There's three kids in the home, and now they want to remove this man from the home. I just want to get y'all opinion on that because people like me of my persuasion, us Wakandians, you know, we know plenty of family members who have shot a dog for snapping on people. And do we think, you know, do y'all think that's an in-house thing that needs to be handled within the home? Or do you think people, can you imagine if when your daddy shot your pit bull, CPS was coming in your house to take you? No. Okay, I can't put my two cents in it, but what do y'all think? Leave me a comment. Should he be removed from the home for shooting the family dog? What do y'all think? I just want to put a little disclaimer in. I do not condone violence against animals. Thank you. I will also have to say rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Obviously, I haven't been recording for a while, but I have to definitely offer condolences to his family. And oh my God, I was reflecting on senseless crimes like this because when you kill somebody, when somebody is dead, they don't feel anymore. So the only people that you are hurting is their family and their friends and people who love them. So why would you want to do that to people that you have no ties with? These are just things that I think about. But rest in peace to him. I'm so sensitive about it. And I'm going to have to be honest with you. I didn't even listen to his music. I've never heard one of his songs. But for some reason, it just hit me so hard when he passed away. And the more I learned about him, it just made it even worse because he just was trying to do things for the community. He owned a shopping center and he was really trying to do things for his city that he grew up in. And he didn't want to just make it out of the hood and just bounce like a lot of people do. He really tried to help and he took that young king's life. And it's just unfortunate. I started to listen to some of his music and I really like what I heard, but I can't even listen to it right now because it's too raw for me and it just gets me up in my feelings way too much because I really feel for this brother. I really feel for his family and his young children. But I will have to definitely give props to T.I. because he recently attended a meeting in Nipsey Hussle's behalf, and it was a meeting where they were going to try to do something where they would start an incentive program where you can invest in low-income communities, something that Nipsey was working on before he passed, and T.I. went and, you know, stepped in his honor. I thought that was really commendable. Somebody give me a cookie. I said something nice about T.I., okay? Also, I want to give I saw online that somebody was putting out memes about how Nick Cannon was supposed to do the Dr. Sebi documentary that Nipsey was working on before he passed. And some people were, you know, saying the theory that, oh, he was murdered because he was working on a Dr. Sebi documentary, which I don't believe. But Nick Cannon said, I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to finish the documentary. And these memes have been going on saying that Nick Cannon is scared for his life. He said, I ain't touching it. But Nick Cannon said, sis, hold my turban. I got this. I'm not going to stop. It's coming out. So I also got to give props to Nick Cannon. If there's anything that I can take from Nip's, look at me like I know him. Nips from Nipsey's legacy, it'll be to be a little more fearless and follow my dreams and, you know, go for the things that I want in life. It's out there. Go get it. So at this point in the show, I'd like to celebrate our Wakandian of the week. Today, we are going to celebrate Mr. Robert F. Smith. He's a billionaire, a tech investor who recently decided to pay off all the student debt on the entire 2019 class at Morehouse College.
the eight generations of my family who have been in this country. We're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
We salute you, Mr. Robert F. Smith, and congratulations to the entire 2019 class of Morehouse. No student loans. God bless you all. I would like to give an honorable mention to Kevin Hunter Jr. for punching your dad in the face. Now, I do not condone any type of violence here, but I guess sometimes you just got to punch your dad in the face. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. So moving right along, let's get into a little Aisha Curry Red Table Talk. You know, I always love to get into Red Table Talk discussions because a lot of the times they're juicy. Aisha Curry. So she received a lot of backlash, as we know, because she feels as though her husband is getting a lot of attention from women. And I guess she feels some inadequacy because she's not getting that attention from men. You know, people, there's mixed views on it. I don't know if people, a lot of people wouldn't be so honest to come out and say that, but she was. So I mean, I'm not here for it because I don't think you should tell. We don't need to know everything. There's this age of social media and Instagram and YouTube and podcasting where people just feel like they owe the world their business. They just owe us this unlimited amount of transparency, and it's just not true. We don't need to know everything that's going on in your marriage. You don't need to know that that you're insecure because people are just going to use that information against you, sis. And I've heard, you know, I've heard whispers. Well, of course, people are not going to be flirting with her because for one, the world knows she's married and she has three kids. For two, she doesn't give off that vibe. Like, you know what I mean? She doesn't dress a certain way. And I know that's not right to say, you know, women who dress a certain way want attention from men, but some might argue that women that dress a certain way are going to get attention from men. I mean, if you don't want attention from men, dress like Aisha Curry. Like, you know, don't even show your ankles or your elbows. Like, she's like completely covered from head to toe. I mean, but also I was wondering, when are these men going to flirt with you? That this flirtation that you need to feel good about you. When is it going to happen? Is it going to be when security ushers you to your seat in the stands at the basketball games? I mean, is it going to be at Saks Fifth Avenue or whatever rich lady stores you shop in? I mean, is it going to be at the Gymboree or Mommy and Me Playtime? I mean, when is this supposed to happen, sis? I don't know. But I say keep your business off Facebook, and more importantly, please keep your business off of Red Table Talk, honey, because the thing about Aisha Curry is she's really not relatable. She just has an air about her. She's not like a girl where you're like, oh, I love her, she's so cool, she's just like me. She just has like a kind of air about her that may be off-putting to some. So that's interesting because she's a personality. She's trying to be out here selling her personality, but I don't know, maybe we need some media training. I don't know, sis, but God bless you all. You don't need my blessings because you already blessed, girl, but I hope you can find confidence in yourself to not worry about, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry, as they say, checking you out, whatever. But I'm curious to know, us regular people, leave me a comment about this. Do you feel like you need to have attention from men to feel good about yourself? And honestly, I don't. I don't think I do. I don't know. I'm learning a lot of stuff about myself lately, nowadays. But, you know, I don't really pay attention to men on the street. If I see a man like looking at me, like ogling at me, I kind of act like I don't see it. I just like look past it because sis don't have time. Sis don't want to talk to you, okay? And then on another hand, I was talking with an older lady and she was just saying, well, you know, you just get to an age and then nobody wants you anymore. And it was so sad the way she said it. And at that point, would I feel the same way? Like, say if I was about 50 or 60, would I feel like, wow, nobody pays attention to me anymore? Would that really bother me? I don't know. You know, but you know, I've never been interested in shallow men, even before I got married. Like, I don't like shallow men. I like to have conversation with people. I'm more attracted to personality than, like, you know, bankroll and all that. So I don't know. I think I'm the wrong person to ask about this, but I wish she would just stop telling people stuff about her marriage and her. She was on a panel and she said, I take medication for anxiety. And I'm like, sis, nobody asked you, but since you want us to know that too, the people just going to use that against you too. Whatever. We do need to have these conversations. Let me get off Aisha. We do need to talk about mental health and mental illness and all that. And, you know, the anxiety thing, I guess that's a good thing because a lot of people struggle with that. And I guess it's good to have that conversation because I don't want anybody to be out there feeling like they're the only one that suffers from anxiety, because I think everybody does to some degree. You know what I mean? All right. So let's move on a little bit. We're going to do some titty talk. We're going to talk about breastfeeding. I just like saying the word titties because I think it was something growing up that it was kind of tapped, like, oh, titties is just so vulgar. But I think the word titties is fun. Don't you think so? Titties. Titties. So I was sent to a Breakfast Club interview, and I'm not going to say who it was, but it was a new mom. And she was saying that she had started to breastfeed her child, but she wasn't making enough milk. And she took her baby to the doctor, and the doctor said that the baby lost weight. So she was just so concerned that she had to put the baby on formula. She was only pumping out about 1 ounce. So she doesn't want to be mom shamed and blah, 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 blah. And someone told her, you know what? Give your baby formula. You're still a good mom. And let me preface what I'm about to say with saying that I do not believe people who give their babies formula are bad moms. Hell to the no. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I think a lot of people who do give the babies formula are cop-outs. Let me tell you a little bit about my experience, okay? I breastfed 3 children, okay? Of course, at first, it's very uncomfortable. It hurt like crap, but I stuck it out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, because I know at some points, especially with the last baby, I thought I was going to give up because he was just like a savage. Like, he wouldn't even... My first two, they would eat from one, and then while they would do that, it would kind of let the other titty heal up a little bit. But this boy was eating so much, he was just like all day, and he used to just like suck so hard, y'all, I'm telling you. Anyways, I'm saying all that to say is, the doctors, pediatricians will always tell you when you first bring your baby back, you know, for that first checkup, they tell you the baby usually loses weight when you first bring, you know, after they're born, the weight drops a little bit. So that's what that's about. It's normal. The weight is going to drop. The baby can suck more than you can pump more. So you may only pump a certain amount out of your breast, but the baby can always get more out of the breast by sucking it. Okay. Secondly, if your baby is drinking and going to sleep, the baby is fine. You know, we panicking saying the baby's not getting enough milk. The baby is going to get enough milk. The first 3 days of breastfeeding were always like, I didn't think anything was coming out. Like, I didn't see, you know, because when you get into it, you see like the white milk, you know, they pull their mouth off and you see like the little milk dripping. I didn't, you know... For like the first 3 days, I didn't see anything. So I'm just like, man, well, I don't see anything. But if you have a nurse, a nursing specialist, they usually send those people to the hospital. And if you are someone of privilege, obviously you talk to someone who you probably have somebody come to your home and talk to you. But they should tell you that the first few days, the baby might be drinking colostrum, which is like a clear fluid. Don't worry about it. The baby will get what it needs. Do not worry about it. And I didn't. So I was able to successfully breastfeed all 3 of my kids. again, I'm not trying to mom shame anybody, but let's be real. Y'all are using it for a cop out, because here's the real deal about breastfeeding. It's uncomfortable for you and it's an inconvenience for you. It's not fun at all. I mean, if after a few months, I would say like 2 months, then it gets to be easy, like no problem. I used to just bring the blanket around, throw the blanket over my shoulder, and keep it pushing. Formula was created for people who maybe adopt a baby, or people who are sick and they really could not breastfeed. But y'all just using it as a cop out. I'm sorry, like these chemicals, I just don't, pumping all these chemicals in these babies early. Just give your baby a chance. I mean, because let's keep it real. When you come out on these public platforms and you talk about it, oh, I had to give it up because I just couldn't do it, and it's a cop out. And you, other people who are considering breastfeeding, they're watching you and they're like, oh, I can't do that. That's just too much. That's just too much, because they believe that what you're saying is true. So here I am. No, you don't have to breastfeed. You don't have to. It's your baby. You can do what you want to do. But all I'm saying is just keep it real. Just keep it real. Tell us the truth. Tell us why you're not breastfeeding. Because it hurt. Okay, because the baby wanted to do it all the time. And most of the time it's because it hurt. It hurts. It's uncomfortable. Okay, but you have to, it's not about you, okay? It's about this baby. So just, you know, just say, look, it hurt. I was selfish and I just wanted to give him formula because it was easier for me, because I didn't want to keep getting up all night breastfeeding. I just wanted to have a bottle so her dad can go give her the bottle, or her nanny. I wanted to send the baby with the nanny and let the nanny feed the baby. Just keep it real. Tell the truth why y'all not breastfeeding, because it hurts and it's uncomfortable and y'all selfish. Just keep it real. Is that too harsh? Is that too harsh? All right, y'all. So moving along, please comment about any of that. Let me know your experience. Again, I said I'm not mom shaming, so don't come for me. I'm just saying, keep it real. You just didn't want to do it because it hurt you. That's what it was. Okay. Let's just give you some positive words to leave off with, because it's time to go, y'all. Okay. I done got heated up in here. Mind you, it's about 6 o'clock in the morning and I have not a drop. I have no bottled water in the house. You know, we don't drink tap water anymore. We don't do that. We used to do that back in the day, but you know, we can't do those things anymore. I have no bottled water. I'm thirsty. But let's give you some positive words of wisdom. If you're still listening at this point, I love you. Thank you. Hugs. I just want you to encourage you guys to move in silence. Stop telling people every move that you make, because people will cheer you on in your face and behind your back is totally something different. Have y'all been seeing the study where they're saying like most of your friends do not actually even like you? And it's so true. So just stop telling people everything. Stop putting your whole life details on Snapchat, on Facebook, because people are just gonna using these things to talk about you. I mean, you're just keeping people, you're giving them fuel to feed their fires. So move in silence. Do, you know, nobody needs to know what you're doing. Just get there. So I'm not even going to talk about, I'm going to nursing school in August, and I'm not even going to talk about it on Facebook. I'm just going to show up one day like, boom, I'm a nurse going to work at the hospital. Ew. But anyways, y'all take care. Take care, guys. This feels good. I miss doing this, and I'm going to try to keep this on track. I'm going to try to be on schedule, y'all, because this is fun for me. And you know what? I thought about doing a nursing school podcast, maybe just talk about my experience in nursing school. I might do that, and I'll just have it exclusively for Anchor, because it's easy to put a podcast on Anchor. But also I was thinking about doing a vlog about it, like a YouTube, but honey, everybody's doing YouTube right now. I don't know if I want to start a whole new YouTube channel. I don't know if I can do it. And YouTube is a big dedication, honey. And as y'all can see, I'm lacking it. I don't think I can keep up with doing YouTube videos anymore because, but anyways, guys, I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. I pray that you guys have peace and love in your lives and in your hearts and be kind to others. But most importantly, be kind to yourself. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow me on all platforms at The Avenue with Zara Chanel, Facebook. I'm on Instagram and I'm on, what else am I on? I don't know. Anyways, just for all the platforms, all right? My email is theavenuezc@gmail.com. Take care, love, peace, and blessings.